partially functional. Half of me is comfortable. The other side is close to the cliff, like Mrs. Huxtable. Boy, y'all don't know about that old J. Cole, that mixtape J. Cole. Ooh, man, hey, that's the Erykah Badu song that he sampled that I love so much. That shit, but somebody go laugh at me. I remember I was singing Erykah Badu when I saw my cousin and my aunt last week. Boy, my cousin was laughing. She was like, "Why you sound like that?" I said, "That's how she sound." And I just woke up too, so I'm all fucked up right now. Excuse me. But yeah, man, hope everybody's having a good week so far. I really wasn't going to make an episode talking about this. But I figured, fuck it. Everybody keep talking about it. Well, not the fact that everybody talking about it. That's not why I'm making an episode about it. Don't start all this sending me email shit. But yeah, like, everybody talking about it. That's not why I decided to touch on it. But it's a very, very, very prevalent issue, if I'm using the correct terminology. That a lot of black men deal with, man. I can title this one "Lies That Black Men Are Told." I should start a series about that, because black men, we get fed so much bullshit. And I know, and that's no disrespect to my non-black men that listen to me or follow me on Instagram and view my story, but no disrespect, but this episode isn't really for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, do men generally, we get lied to? Yeah, but black men, we are the butt of every joke. You know, the brunt of every joke, you know what I'm saying? We're at the forefront of all the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? We get fed the most lies, from the women in our family to the women we deal with on a, you know, on a professional level, or on a, or past a platonic level, or if you want to get with her, you know what I'm saying, relationship level, you know what I'm saying? Black man, we get fed a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We get fed a lot of, a lot of bullshit, man. You got to forgive me. I got a little cold. I actually feel a lot better now, but last night, Bob was going through it. But yeah, man, just going to get right into the topic. So this one is like lies black men are told, / are black men supposed to protect black women? I'll start with, are black men supposed to be protecting black women? The question is, generally speaking, no. You know what I'm saying? And the reason I'm going to say no, generally speaking, is because a lot of these same women that say, oh, and that really became a trend, what, like 4 or 5 years ago? Something like that. Well, that's when I started. I'm not going to say it became a trend then, but that's when I first started noticing, like 4 or 5 years ago. They were like, yeah, black women need to be protected. Black women were, or they were saying things like they need to be protected. They're behind enemy lines. And I'm like, bro, y'all have no idea. y'all have not the slightest idea of what it's like to really be attacked, to be behind enemy lines, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that black women have not been attacked in history or in years prior, or they don't face any challenges or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But on the level of black men, nah, not even a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So with that being said, yeah, so I paid attention to that like 4 or 5 years ago, or 4 years ago. Well, yeah, like 4 years ago. And I've always disagreed with it. Well, for one, I mean, not saying all, but how many black women that we see on social media or that we know personally, what do they generally say about black men? I mean, not counting the stereotype, not counting the athlete, not counting the entertainer or the rapper, not counting the celebrity or the famous person, not counting the person with status or clout. Just generally speaking, your everyday regular, I don't like the term regular. And like, when I say regular, I'm not diminishing another man. I'm really not. Like, when I say, okay, like the non-celebrity or non-famous person, because y'all know how I am about the word celebrity, but I'll use it just for this conversation. So the non-celebrity, like, what do a lot of black women say generally about the non-celebrity or the non-stereotypical black man? They say, oh, niggas ain't shit. Excuse my language. They say niggas ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit. They make more money than men. They're more quote-unquote educated than men. They can do anything a man can do and better. They're mother goddesses and blah, blah, blah. Like we know it all, man. Of course, I'm not saying any and everything, but y'all know. You know what I'm saying? They say they don't need us for shit. That's the main one. They say we can't do shit, right? So it's like if y'all... And then, like I said, I'm not talking about every black woman. I'm talking about those black women that do what I'm saying. Like, if y'all are so, you know, if y'all are so quick to say that in public that old niggas ain't shit, y'all don't need a man for shit, why is it when y'all get into a physical altercation or whatever the case may be, the first thing or the first person you look at is a black man? You know what I'm saying? And if that's not the fakest shit in the world to me, I don't know what is. And then don't try to use this, oh, we hold black shit, or, you know, I'm like, I'm a black man, you a black woman. Don't use that shit against me. You know what I'm saying? Because how many of y'all same black women who say that, how do y'all view y'all black fathers? How do y'all view y'all black sons? How do you view your black brothers, your black husbands or boyfriends? How do you view your grandfathers? You see what I'm saying? How do you treat them? How do you treat your husbands, your sons, your brothers, your nephews? You know what I'm saying? Like people like that. Like, how do you really treat them? You know what I'm saying? Do you uplift them, or do you speak life into them, or do you downgrade them, or do you tear them down with your words? You know what I'm saying? So that's why me referring to that... a situation where this woman allegedly got hit in the head with a brick. I don't think she got hit in the head with a brick. I think she got ass Millie rocked on every block. That's what I think happened to her. Truth be told, because even let's just keep it on there. Let's say if she did get hit in the head with a brick, right? Like that really wasn't that was a lump. You know what I'm saying? What I saw in the videos, unless I'm missing something, I saw a lump. Like that could come from very hard punch or getting hit with another type of object. You know what I'm saying? But that's not a lump from a brick. Because if you got hit with a brick, then the way she was describing it, I mean, we would have seen blood. We would have seen her face open up. You know what I'm saying? We would have seen those things, but we didn't see that. We just saw her, you know, in that video with that big ass lump on the side of her head, not being funny, but that's what it was. We just saw her with that big ass lump on the side of her head, and she's saying, oh, all these men around here, all these black men. Now, listen to the video. She didn't say all these men. She said all these black men, and she emphasized black men for a reason. You know what I'm saying? She's like, all these black men standing around here, they ain't do nothing. Niggas ain't shit. That's what I'm talking about. But on the contrary, you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what? And salute to the people's perspective, that page I follow on Instagram. I don't mind shouting people out. I got a lot of love for you, brother. You may not hear this. I know for a fact you ain't gonna hear this, but you know, I got love for you, brother. So in his comment section, and I'm gonna paraphrase my comment, you know, I was like, well, I made two comments. So I'm gonna paraphrase both of them in one. And I was like, yeah, like, we don't know. It's three sides to every story. I mean, a lot of women are so quick to say that they don't need a man for shit. But then as soon as a situation arises, these same women are quick to look at a black man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, how many of these same black women, how do they view their black sons? How do they treat their black sons, especially the black sons being raised in a matriarchy? Or predominantly a female-led environment. Like, how do they treat their sons? How do they treat their husbands and fathers? How do they treat the men in their family? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, so... I apologize. I'm sending a text message, but... But yeah, man, like I was saying, though, how do they treat the men in their family? You know, how do they treat their sons, their husbands, their fathers, their grandfathers, so forth and so forth? You know what I'm saying? Because I've met and came across a lot of young brothers in the matriarchy who are currently in the matriarchy, or brothers I grew up with. You know what I'm saying? And these are a lot of the same women that I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? They say, oh, yeah, you ain't shit. You ain't going to mount the shit. But then as soon as something happened, they're looking for you to play hero, basically. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Yeah, so like I said, and then, you know, and what from what I heard from that story, or from what I've seen, rather, I'm sorry, from what I've seen, a lot of people were saying that, I mean, after that whatever altercation transpired, or after the altercation, quote unquote, because this shit could be very well staged as well, you know what I mean? Because somebody could say, well, why do you think it's staged? Because, man, people do anything for social media, you know what I'm saying? We just, shit, how long ago was it? I forgot her name, that woman that faked that kidnapping. How the fuck do you fake a kidnapping, bro? Or what train of thought or what mind state would you have to make you want to stage a kidnapping? You know what I'm saying? And from a physically, like from a physical aspect, you're not an ugly woman at all, and you're in a quote unquote relationship. So, you know, why are you vying for attention that much? You know what I'm saying? And if I was a boyfriend, that female I'm referring to, I'd just leave. I left the ass after that. After I found out that shit wasn't true, and she staged that shit, he a damn fool for staying with her. Like, real talk. I mean, I'm not one to usually comment on people's relationships or what they choose to do or don't do in their quote-unquote relationships. But nah, bro. Whatever comes with that, if nothing good comes out of that relationship from this point on, you deserve it. Because you stay with her after she faked a kidnapping, bro? Come on, man. Like why would you stage something as serious as a kidnapping? And the story didn't even make sense. You know what I'm saying? Just like that. So we went from that woman staging the kidnapping to what? Like a month and a half, 2 months later, or however long it's been since that woman staged that kidnapping or faked that kidnapping. Now, this woman just got hit in the head with a brick. Nobody has a video. Now, come on now. We're in a social media era. You mean to tell me nobody has the video of the altercation? Nobody has a video of the dude? We don't even know what the dude looks like, his description, what race he is, so forth and so forth. I'm pretty sure if a dude hits a woman, especially a quote-unquote black woman, in the head with a brick, something like, his information is going to be out there. You know what I'm saying? But let's just keep it real. If he's a non-black man, especially a white man, nothing's going to happen to him. You know what I'm saying? What was that football player's name? That played for the Seahawks. I think he played for the Seahawks. He was an offensive lineman. I do remember that. Or he was a lineman. And he was married to a black woman, a white guy married to a black woman. And he beat the dog. Like, I mean, I ain't trying to be funny, but when I say he beat the dog shit out of that woman, bro, he beat the dog shit out of that woman. I ain't gonna say, I was laughing. I was like, God damn. I'm like, now see how y'all did Ray Rice? Not justifying what Ray Rice did, but y'all made an example out of Ray Rice. You know, you made an example out of when they name cases after you, or when a situation transpires and they say, oh, I don't want to get Ray Rice, or I don't want to get Tyreek Hill, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Luckily, Tyreek Hill was able to bounce back from his little situation earlier on in his career. Just Tyreek a dog. Shit, Ray Rice was too. Ray Rice, boy, he played for the Baltimore Ravens. Boy, that was my dad. Hey, boy, that's still my dad's team. So, but yeah, man, like I was saying, shit, they made an example out of Ray Rice. They still talk about Ray Rice, even still to this day. You know what I'm saying? But look at that white dude that played for the Seahawks. I'm pretty sure he can get back in the NFL. Like I said, I don't know how good he is or how old he is. I'm pretty sure, well, if I remember correctly, I don't think he was that old. But I'm pretty sure he can get another opportunity in the league. And that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not justifying what Ray Rice did was right. But women nowadays are so used to, you know, being disrespectful without suffering any consequences. It, like you see what I'm saying? I'm not saying a woman getting allegedly hit in the head with a brick, or getting struck in the head in the elevator, or getting cold cocked, or whatever the case may be, is justifiable. But what I will say is women are so used to just popping off at the mouth and saying and doing anything with little to no repercussions whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? But as men, especially black men, not every black man that listens to me under the sound of my voice, like you and I both know, we all know the slightest thing can easily turn into an altercation, especially with like how feminine a lot of black men are nowadays. Like the slightest thing can turn into an altercation. You know what I'm saying? It's sad to say that, but it's true. You can accidentally step on somebody's shoes. He rarely kill you. You can have like accidentally bump into somebody in the grocery store or whatever the case may be. Or if you're at an outing or something, you know what I'm saying? Or shit, on the flip side of that, since it's a lot of jealousy and envy in the black community. You know, you could be a successful young brother, you know, just out, you know, living your life, enjoying your life, not bothering anybody. You drive a nice car, you got a lot of money, you in designer clothes, or you ain't even necessarily got to be in designer clothes. You just wear nice clothes, or like Craig told Dada, you know, clothes don't make the player, player make the clothes. You know what I mean? It could be a situation like that. You just out, you know, and like enjoying yourself. You know, and, you know, somebody could see what you drive, what female you with, or how much money you got. Well, not even how much money you got, but how much money they think you have. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, some shit can transpire from that. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we're used to that, especially black men. Like, that's why I always say we have to, or like my uncle says, we have to keep our head on a swivel. And I definitely do agree with that. But women, especially, well, women in general, but I'm going to just keep it to the black women since that's who I'm talking about and who I'm referring to. Like, they say and do any little thing. Just like that Brittany Renner episode I made, whenever that was, I made it a few days ago, last week, whenever the fuck it was. Like, and we all saw, a lot of us saw that interview, how she acted. She was throwing water bottles, antagonizing an ex-professional, well, I ain't gonna say as professional, but a professional boxer, heavyweight boxer at that, and Mr. Shannon and Cannon Briggs. Now, I'm a pretty big guy myself. I'm 6'4", 6'5". I lost a lot of weight, so I'm 220 right now. But I'm like, do you not know, like, who you antagonizing right now? You talking about, come hit me, and all this shit. And I'm like, bro, like, me and Shannon Briggs, the same size, or the same height. And Shannon Briggs is not a little dude, bro. Like, he has the most first-round knockouts in heavyweight history. Like, you know, Shannon Briggs, like, Shannon the Cannon Briggs, man, salute to him. He and I had the same birthday. It was funny last year because, you know, I comment on his post a lot. And he more times than not does, like, my post. You know, salute to Mr. Shannon Briggs on that. And I told him, I was like, on his birthday, cause like I said, he and I, we had the same birthday. And I had commented on a post or reel or something he made. And I said, happy birthday, champ. We got the same birthday, champ. Let's go, champ. Because that's his thing, is the let's go, champ. And he was like, let's go, champ. Happy birthday, champ. Let's go. Man, that shit was so funny, bro. So, yeah, man, I got a lot of love for Mr. Shannon Briggs, man. You know, him being a boxer and, of course, being heavyweight. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm like, why would you antagonize him? Like, antagonizing a man as a woman is smart to begin with. But it's like, okay, Brittany or what? I'll give you, I don't know how tall she is off the top of my head. I'll give her, okay, let's say if Brittany's like 5'5", 5'6", somewhere up in there, right? I could be a little off. Like I said, I don't know how tall Brittany Renner is, but let's just say she's 5'5", 5'6", at the most. Shannon Briggs is 6 foot fucking four. And he's well over 200 pounds. Well over 200 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is Shannon Briggs, who has the most first-round knockouts in history. This is the man who's fought Lennox Lewis. He was actually going to stop Lennox Lewis, but, you know, as the fight, you know, transpired, you know, Lennox Lewis took over. You know, so Shannon Briggs' resume speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the man has the most heavyweight knockouts, the most first-round heavyweight knockouts in history for a reason. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, like, why would you antagonize him? Like, at best, you're what, 8 inches shorter than him and easy 100 pounds less than him? And you really think, and Shannon Briggs at the age, now he got that grown man strength, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when men, they hit a certain age, I'm not calling him old by any means, but you know, like, men, when they get older, like, you know what I'm saying? And my uncle used to tell me about that growing up. He was like, man, it's a different type of strength, you know, when you get like in your 40s and 50s, you know what I'm saying, as a man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you may not be as athletically in your prime as you were when you were like 25, 30, but the strength factor, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm like, you antagonizing this man, bro. You throwing water bottles and shit and you popping off at the mouth and nothing happened to her. You know what I'm saying? Because that's assault. And then the fact she gave Charles White a lap dance and assaulted him too. This motherfucker was assaulting people and nothing happened to her. And you know what they say? Or like I've said before, man, pretty privilege is a real thing for real. You know what I'm saying? Because people think just because she's an attractive female, a lot of people find Brittany Renner attractive physically. I'm one of those people. She's very aesthetically pleasing, or as my brother Trent, aka Kakarot, would say, she's very easy on the eyes. Like, she's very nice to look at. I mean, I'm not gonna say she's a dime, but she's nice to look at. You know what I'm saying? But it's shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they say, she a female, she a fine one at that. Who wouldn't let her, or who wouldn't want her lap dancing on her? Bro, that's not the point about the lap dance. It's about if I want it or not. Switch the roles. Let a man who a lot of women may find attractive, or hell, even if they don't find him attractive, but let's just say any man for that matter, let's just say a man just initiates contact, grinds on a woman just out the blue like that. He's throwing water bottles and shit. What y'all think gonna happen to that dude? Asking y'all, like, honestly, what y'all really think gonna happen to that man? My point exactly. So I really said all that to say, that's what I mean about women are just so used to doing things and saying things without any consequences or without any repercussions. I'm not saying getting hit in the head with a brick, allegedly, is justifiable. I'm not saying, you know, since I mentioned Mr. Ray Rice, not saying getting hit is justifiable either, but or a man hitting a woman is justifiable either, but women should know not to put their hands on a grown man. You know what I'm saying? On any man for that matter, but especially a grown man. And in this feministic / misandrous era that we're in, you know what I'm saying? And for those who don't know what misandry means, that means what, like, what they say, like, when, well, I don't say what they say, I'm gonna just say the actual definition. So the definition of misandry is women who hate men. That's what it, so when we say a woman is misandrous, or when you hear that word misandry, that's what it means. That means man hate. You know what I'm saying? But we don't hear that, though. We hear toxic masculinity all the goddamn time, right? Shit, a man can't even be a man without being deemed toxic. But shit, let a woman be in her quote-unquote element, whatever the fuck that means. And I find it funny, like, every time they say a woman is in her element, it's usually regarding some bullshit. That's what it seems like. Oh, yeah, I'm in my element. I'm in my femininity. It's femininity this and all this bullshit. And I'm like, it just seems to me you just want to fuck around and do what the fuck you want to do and not suffer any consequences. Because every action has a consequence, whether that be a positive consequence or a negative consequence. Every action has a consequence. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, like, women are used to, you know, not suffering the consequences. You know what I'm saying? Every man has suffered a consequence, whether that be on a minor level or a major level. You know, maybe you didn't get good grades in school and, you know, you got your phone or your game system taken away. I know that's happened to me before. On a bigger scale, you were maybe stealing things, got caught, got arrested, went to jail, or, you know, you committed crimes, you were breaking in and out of houses, and, you know, you paid the crime, or you did the crime, got to do the time, you know what I'm saying? But women, like, they don't suffer any consequences for their actions, you know what I'm saying? So when I see a lot of men, when they say things like, man, like, I don't really approach women anymore, and I don't really talk to women like that anymore. I try to keep my distance away from women. I mean, I understand it completely, you know, because it's like, shit, you can't even look at her the wrong way and she'll say she did something to you. Or hell, because a lot of women are vindictive. You know what I'm saying? Every woman has a motive. I'm not saying every woman out here is out to get you. But generally speaking, women are vindictive, especially the women of today, especially the Western women of today. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're very vindictive. You know what I mean? So they could wake up and say, oh, I just want to fuck some shit up. Pretty sure we've heard that before. And next thing you know, boom, dude got a case put on for whatever reason. Or dude got put on child support, or she divorced the dude, took half his shit for whatever reason, just for the hell of it. You know what I'm saying? And in my opinion, like, that just for the hell of it mentality is really gonna be the downfall, or is the downfall of the Western woman. You know what I'm saying? You say, oh, the hell with it. Okay. Like, everything that lasts forever, you're not gonna be physically as attractive as you are. You're not always gonna look how you look. You know what I'm saying? Because there's always gonna be a new 18, 21, and 25 year old. You know what I'm saying? So I said all that to say, you know, everybody has their day. You know what I'm saying? And to tie into the the point about the lies that black men are told. I actually want to add another one to that. And, well, all this really coincides with each other, but that's a big lie that a lot of black men are told. You know, and the lie that I'm referring to is like, oh, you have to protect a black woman. If you see something happening to a black woman out in the street, if she's being assaulted, you have to help her. No, the fuck you don't. I'm here to tell you right now, bro, that is the biggest bunch of bullshit. That's, in my opinion, a top five lie that black men have been told. We can discuss the other four for another day and another topic, but that's top five for sure. I mean, we can say what number it is, but in my opinion, it's top five. And the reason I say it's that high, because how many men are behind bars or who are unfortunately in a cemetery who have lost their lives, who could have maybe been husbands and fathers, and who are sons and brothers and cousins and pillars of the community, succumbed to that same way of thinking and lost their life over maybe a misunderstanding, or didn't know, which happens a lot of times, didn't know all the details to a certain situation, and now this brother has lost his life, you know what I'm saying, over some dumb shit, you know what I'm saying. And real quick, on a side note, I saw this Kevin Samuels, rest in peace to the Godfather, video. Excuse me, I saw this video, you know, because like I said on the Paying Homage episode, I do watch a lot of Kevin Samuels, Mr. Samuels content. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call him by his first name. I'm calling him Mr. Samuels. Yeah, man, so it was, long story short, it was like right after that whole Will Smith and Chris Rock shit, right? You know what I'm saying? And it was an older woman. She was like 52, 53. I know she was in the early 50s. So long story short, she said she didn't say anything wrong with what Will Smith did and all this shit and blah, blah, blah. And the reason I brought that up, because she was pushing that whole black women need to be protected narrative. And I'm like, okay, you do realize that situation, it could have gotten uglier, right? You do realize Chris Rock has a family too, right? You do realize, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit could have easily went another way, right? You know what I'm saying? But women, they don't think about it like that. You know what I'm saying? And if you really love your husband, if you really love your father, you really love your brother, your son, if I didn't already say that, if you really love these men in your immediate family, you wouldn't put them in a situation to where their freedom and or their life or both is potentially at risk. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you're getting assaulted, and if you're my mom, you're my daughter, my wife, my grandmother, my aunt, my sister, somebody like that, okay, my job is to protect you. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if I don't know you from a can of paint, if I don't know you from a fucking hole or a fly on the wall, just because we are both the same, just because we have a similar skin tone, that doesn't mean I have to protect you. On the flip side of that, since people may think I'm just talking shit about women, just because I'm a so-called black man, that doesn't mean that so-called black women need to be with me. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of men may not like me saying that, or may kind of be looking at the phone like, damn, like, bro, you really feel that way? It ain't what I feel. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a false sense of entitlement. I'm not going to say, oh, just because I'm a black man, all these black women got to find me attractive. No. You know what I'm saying? On the flip side of that, just because you're a black woman, black men don't need to find you attractive. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm saying that because I never bought into this whole race loyalty narrative. You know, growing up, I mean, I've made it no secret. I went to a lot of private schools. I was in private school a lot. I went to public school as well, but I take that back. It was like 50-50. I say like 55-45. How Bernie Mac said on Soul Man, 55-45. You know, but I was in private school a lot, so maybe my exposure to different races of women at an early age kind of ties into my mindset. And then, too, I wasn't raised in a matriarchy, so that whole race loyalty shit wasn't pushed to me, you know what I'm saying, on me, like it is on a lot of young brothers who have grown up or who are still growing up in the matriarchy. I'm not saying I'm better than those brothers. I'm just saying it's all about upbringing and mindsets and mentalities and shit like that. Because if you have a young man who's growing up in a predominantly woman or female-led environment, of course, they're going to push that race loyalty bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of black women not going to tell you this, but it's true. The reason that they've, well, a lot of women, well, nah, Nah, never mind. I said it right the first time. The reason a lot of single black mothers push that race loyalty on their sons is because they feel like if they their sons choose a woman that looks like her, or if the single mother's sons choose a... Basically, what I'm trying to say is when a single black mother has a son and her son reaches dating age, and if he chooses to get married, she feels like if that son doesn't bring home a woman that looks like her, that she failed as a mother, which isn't necessarily the case. I don't necessarily agree with that way of thinking. Hell, you have some black mothers out here who will say, shit, if the female is too light-skinned, you failed. Or who would get mad at their sons just for their son bringing home a chick that's too light-skinned. You know what I'm saying? That's just the mentality that the matriarchy has, you know what I mean? But these are the same women who believe that, oh, black women should have their options and exercise their options. Yeah, girl, go get you a white man and blah, 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 and all that shit. But it's like as soon as a black man has options and he chooses to exercise those said options, oh, man. Shit, case in point, look at the passport bros. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one for aligning myself with groups, but I have been on record as saying that I do believe black men do need to expand our horizons, not just with women, but just in life in general. Go to different countries, learn different languages, learn different cultures, if I didn't already say that. You know what I'm saying? Do things like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's more than life than America and the neighborhood that you're from. You know what I'm saying? they're like, there's more than just being in the hood and being on the block and all that other dumb shit people like to make popular and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I said all that to say that's like, you don't have to protect the black woman just because for the sake of her being black. You know what I'm saying? And black men, especially the older black men, they need to stop trying to push that on us, on us current generation of black men, because these are now grandmothers and great grandmothers. I skipped over our mothers for a reason. Shit, I can really skip over like a lot of our grandmothers if I'm really being honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Just for the simple fact they say, well, if I'm ever in a situation, you better jump in. I mean, I gotta know what the situation is first. I mean, do you really? Okay, like, so I want to ask this because I do have women that listen to my content. So I want to ask all the mothers out there, mainly the single mothers, or if you're married, not just single mothers, but I want to ask the mothers out there, the wives, the daughters, the sisters, the mothers out there. You know, I just said that. Okay, let's say, God forbid, but you know, you never know nowadays. Let's say you're in a situation with another man in public, and you know, I mean, you get into a fisticuff with a man in public. I mean, would you want your son, your husband, your brother, your father, your grandfather to risk his life and freedom just for a simple misunderstanding? Scratch the fisticuff part. Let's just say you have a slight disagreement with somebody and you get in your feelings. And as a man, every man knows that once a woman gets in her feelings, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? It's a wrap. It's all logic and reasoning and rationale goes out the window. You know what I mean? That's it. I haven't said this in a while, but once a woman gets emotional and she acts off those emotions, that's the illogical logic of a lot of these modern day women. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, boy, I'm spitting this episode. Boy, I ain't even feeling that good. Well, I ain't sick. My nose is bothering me. I hate this shit. But I'll be all right. What's today? Probably by Friday. I'll be back to 100%. I'm like 85, 90% right now. But I'll be all right, though. But, yeah, man, like I was saying, but in all seriousness, though, like I was saying, if you get in your feelings as a woman, would you really want your brother, your husband, your son, your grandfather, your boyfriend, your husband, if I didn't already say that, you know, would you want a man in your immediate family, want him to throw his life and his freedom away just because your feelings are hurt? Now, if you get into a physical altercation, that's one thing. But if you just got your feelings hurt, maybe, you know, a lot of women nowadays are attention seekers. I'm not going to say attention whores. I could say that, but I'm going to just say attention seekers. Excuse me. Like, a lot of women nowadays are attention seekers. That's a fact. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. You know, and maybe you don't get the attention you look for and you feel some type of way. And what do? You see what I'm saying? And I'm ending on that note. But yeah, man, like I said, man, that's one of the big lies that, you know, a lot of black men have been fed. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, man, older black men need to not push that narrative on the younger black men, because you're really doing them a disservice as well. You know what I'm saying? Because these are not the women of your generation. These are not the women of the 40s and 50s, pre-civil rights. You know what I'm saying? This isn't those women that we're talking about. We're in a very feministic and misandrist era. You know what I'm saying? How long it's going to happen? Who knows? You know what I'm saying? This shit can happen for, God forbid, but it could, well, I don't want to cuss and use the guy's name in the same sentence, but who knows, man? This feministic and misandrist era could last very well the next 2-3 generations, God forbid, but it very well could, with how things are going and how it's looking. Oh yeah, it very well could go another 2-3 generations easy. You know what I'm saying? What's going on now could be the new normal. Hopefully I'm wrong about that. And what I mean by what's going on now is, you know, everything is being propagated and pushed to black men, because all the negative shit is really pushed to black men, let's just be honest. But yeah, man, like, you know, so yeah, man, like I said, I'm ending on that note. Y'all get off my damn phone.